Emily's Tiger by Miriam Latimer. I don't want my hair cut, Emily pouted. Emily, please sit down, Mum sighed. No, Emily growled, and then she gave her loudest tiger roar. Not again, Mum groaned. Come here, you rascal. Emily bounded round the room and bounced out of the window. Oh, Emily, Mum sighed again. What are we going to do with you? Later, at Evie's party, the clown announced, I need an assistant. Me, squealed Emily. I choose Evie the birthday girl, said the clown. But I want to be the helper, growled Emily. The clown shook his head. Emily stamped her foot and gave a huge roar. Soon Evie's party was in chaos. Oh, Emily, sighed Dad when he climbed to take her home. What are we going to do with you? At supper time, Dad tried to persuade Emily to eat some carrots. I don't like carrots, Emily snapped, and swishing her long curly tail, she swiped her plate right up into the air. Oh, Emily, groaned Mum. Just then, the doorbell rang. Hello, I'm here, sang Granny as she pranced through the door. Golly gumdrops, it looks like a zoo in here. What's been going on? I got upset, Granny. I don't like carrots. Emily hung her head. Oh, Emily, smiled Granny. What are we going to do with you? I know. Let's go upstairs. I want to share a secret with you, whispered Granny. She turned away, and when she looked back, Granny gave a loud tiger roar. Eek! Emily jumped back in surprise. No need to be scared, Pumpkin, Granny assured her. I only turn into a tiger when I want to. That way I can turn myself into a happy tiger instead of an angry one. And happy tigers have much more fun. That night, Emily dreamt about being a tiger with Granny. Together they leapt all the way along the roofs of the cars that were parked in Emily's street. Higher, asked Granny. Emily nodded, and they leapt all the way along the roofs of the houses. Higher, asked Granny. Emily nodded, and Granny leapt right over the moon. Emily didn't dare follow her there. How did you do that? She said. You'll learn, Granny smiled. Have you brushed your teeth yet? Mum asked Emily in the morning. I hate brushing my teeth, said Emily. I love brushing mine, said Gran. Emily decided to brush her teeth to shine, just like Granny's. After school, Granny and Emily went to the park. Emily spotted Dylan Jones making a camp. Can I help? Asked Emily. But as she peeped inside Dylan's tent, he climbed onto her bike and began riding it round the park. Hey, give it back, shouted Emily, and she crouched down, ready to pounce. Then she glimpsed over at Granny. Her big paws were wrapped around a book. She looked very relaxed. Emily decided to relax, just like Granny. Yippee! Dylan whooped as he pedalled past. Emily ignored him. Dylan tried riding with no hands. He lost his balance and fell off. Wah! He yelled. Emily helped Dylan to pick himself up. Are you okay? She asked. Granny grinned and gave Emily a big thumbs up. At supper time, Emily ate all of her carrots, just like Granny. She helped Dad wash up, and she brushed her teeth without even the slightest growl. Later on, there was a rat-a-tat-tat on Emily's bedroom door. Psst, whispered Granny. Follow me. And they crept outside. Now for the fun bit, said Granny. Come on, Emily, she called, as she fearlessly hurdled the garden fence. She showed Emily how to soar over hedges, scale walls, and climb trees. Happy tiger or angry tiger? Asked Granny. Oh, happy tiger, cried Emily. and then she jumped right over the moon. Emily's Tiger by Miriam Latmer is a book published by Barefoot Books. It's a lovely story with really bright, colourful illustrations. The story is well paced and the illustrations are very funny and great to share with young children. It's a story with a lovely message about adult role models. It's a story that encourages us to think about our reactions, to think about our moods and our emotions and how we control them. It's a really fun way of talking to children about how they cope when things don't go their way. It's an interactive way of really getting to the heart of a situation with a child. If they're struggling with anger, if they're struggling with feeling sad, if they're struggling to get on with other children at home or at school, this would be a really good book to share with children, to help them talk about their feelings and to help them open up about a situation. It's called Emily's Tiger. The little girl turns into a tiger when she's angry or when something has upset her, and she's learning to control the tiger inside. It's a really lovely, heartfelt story, and would make a great addition to any home or any classroom. Barefoot Books, you can buy the book from the website, which is www.barefootbooks.com, or you can just look on the Edspire blog and click on the badge, and that'll take you straight through to the website. I hope you've enjoyed hearing the story. I do recommend that you buy the book because the pictures are fabulous. Emily's Tiger.